Time to talk business with Sonia Sorich, digital editor at the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Fridays are when we talk about the region's business news. Looks like a shopping center in Sacramento's Arden Arcade area is about to get a facelift, and the company behind the project is the same company behind the upgrade to the University Village Shopping Center on Howe Avenue.
Yes, the company that we're talking about is Merlone Guyer Partners, and they are planning to extensively renovate the shopping center, which is called Arden Creek Town Center. Now, this center is at the northeast corner of Arden Way and Watt Avenue, and it's actually more than a half century old, but it's getting new life in a project that's expected to be a $10 million investment. Those involved with the project say that the investment will bring the center into the current century.
Does that mean we'll see new businesses?
Yes, we will. Now, the center has three current tenants. Those are Rite Aid, Smart and Final, and PetSmart. That number is expected to increase. When the project is done, we could see 10 to 12 new tenants in the center.
Any more details about those new additions?
Well, we don't know much in terms of specific businesses, but you're probably not too surprised to hear that many of the new additions will involve food or entertainment. That's just where retail is going right now.
As we mentioned, this company is also involved in the University Village revamp. What's new over there?
Merlone Guyer is also spending more than $10 million to upgrade University Village, which is at Howe Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard. With those upgrades, the center is being rebranded as the UV. And now there's a new addition to a site plan for that center. Aji Japanese Bistro, which currently has a location in El Dorado Hills Town Center, will expand to University Village, at least according to that site plan. Now, so far, the operator of the El Dorado Hills site hasn't commented on a possible second location, so we really don't know much beyond what the site plan suggests. The site plan says the new restaurant would be near Bandera Restaurant, and it would join several new dining additions in University Village.
What kind of food does this place serve in El Dorado Hills?
Well, it's billed as an Asian fusion restaurant, and the menu includes options such as noodles and sushi, along with tacos and even sliders. It's also known for its drink list, which includes sake, wine, cocktails, and beer.
Speaking of beer, there's a new beer garden taking shape in East Sacramento.
Yes, Sackyard Tap House and Beer Garden, which could open in December. It replaces a former auto shop at 1725 33rd Street. Now, a husband and wife team are operating this new business, and you can expect an outdoor beer garden as well as an indoor component. This won't be a restaurant, but you will be able to buy prepared and packaged foods from Compton's Market in East Sacramento at this new beer garden project.
East Sacramento is pretty hot now in terms of a destination for food and drinks.
Yeah, it really is shaping up that way. This new beer garden project is among a handful of interesting new businesses in the works in the area. The beer garden is not too far away from the new Cannon restaurant that's opening this month. That business will also have an outdoor component with fire pits and extensive landscaping out there. Cannon will offer food made with local ingredients, beer, wine, cocktails, and even kombucha. Kombucha will also be offered. Art is a major element inside this new restaurant, and many people are looking forward to seeing that in person. Now, Clay Nutting, co-founder of the popular Midtown business Lowbrow, is a partner in Cannon, and he's no longer involved in Lowbrow.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.